I feel fairly confident I'm recording.
Well, if you see the tap, tap, taps on your waveform.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Tap, tap, tap.
It just matters if you're happy, Andy. Because that's what all matters.
Tap in. Tap, 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 tap in. I'm Saweetie.
What?
You guys know who that is?
Yeah, unfortunately.
she was just the host on, or the musical guest on Saturday Night Live last night.
Not last night, because that was several days ago. Because
right,
because
this is
Thanksgiving,
everyone. This is happening live on Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving,
hello, everyone.
Or some people call it Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was listening to Dolly Parton. It was giving a holiday greeting the other day, and I heard it. She said, "Happy Thanksgiving." I mean, damn it, Josh got to her. Heavens! Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Happy Turkey Day. Happy Tofurkey Day.
Is this going to come out on Thanksgiving?
This is
the Thanksgiving episode.
This is the Thanksgiving spectacular.
I forgot to think of shit to be thankful for. Because I have to think. I can't.
What about this, this circumstance right here? This
look around, man.
I'm thankful.
Look around.
I'm thankful the theme song's about to start.
When the people that you know don't like you. And your treasured friendships end. Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Guys, I got news. I got news.
What do you got?
You got a barbecue.
I went into my wife's office immediately after the last episode and
wearing nothing but underwear and compression socks
and a big foam cowboy hat and flippers. And I said, son of a bitch, I didn't need to buy, before I said the show was ending, I said, son of a bitch, I didn't need to buy the stupid mute button. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, we're hanging it up and now I got this mute button and I'm not going to need it anymore. And she goes, you know what? Let's look. And she looked on Amazon and found that I had till January 1st to return it. So I returned it and got my money back. No more mute button. The coughs and snot are going to be flying, people.
Nice. You know what I was thinking though?
What?
You remember that, that Saturday Night Live skit, speaking of Saturday Night Live, where who was it? Rich, what's his name? He worked at a supermarket and he realized every time, this is back when they had those pads that you step on and it opens the door.
Oh yeah, I remember those.
And so he cut those out. He cut out some that fit on the bottom of his shoe and he glued them. So like everywhere he went, things opened up. You should take that mute button and you should walk around.
Just pointing at people.
You can just mute people.
There's one for you.
People that are annoying you in traffic. Mute. I mute you.
Like the show. I just put it on mute and go do my rest of my day and come back an hour later.
Yes.
Well, soon enough, Josh. Soon enough.
Hey, that voice right there is the voice of Josh Fligger, mm-hmm. the one that's phlegmatic. And the other one there is Larry Morgan.
Yeah, I'm a little bit Flemish, but mostly Swedish.
Right. And Sam Farmer's on assignment.
Yep.
But something tells me we're going to hear from Sam before we're done with these episodes. Friends, this is the what? I don't know. I don't think there's a word like penultimate for the second to last. But this is what? Fourth to last? Third?
Quad ultimate?
There are three more after this.
Is that right?
Or four more after
that's
this?
That's wrong. Five more after this.
Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, God, it keeps getting longer.
Well, that's because I believe you guys. There we go. Yeah. Boy, that mute button would have come in handy right there.
Exactly. You guys, hey, you guys want it. You asked for it. You got full Flem Flinger coming at you.
Well, there's a very good reason for us to be ending this. Now, if this comes out on Thursday, then we will have 5 more to get to 249. So,
5 more. All right, then.
All right.
I'm going to do an advent calendar. I'm gonna open a beer.
What's gonna be in it though? Every time
just
you
a beer. I'm gonna buy a
shot.
Six back.
Yeah, exactly. Do a show. Take a shot.
Little tiny beer episodes.
And we did get quite a response from our listenership. And I don't know how much time you want to spend on stroking our egos and lubing us up today, but
do we want to save it all for one?
So we're we've got to talk about this
I think expect that we're going to get more than what we already have. I think what we got is what we're going to get, and then
no, I don't think so.
Really, I think you're going to be like every week it's going to get worse, and more people are going to be like, oh no, they're going to leave, and it's like, no, nah, I think that they pretty much shot their load on this weekend. This episode.
Who did the 80s metal song? You don't know what you got till it's gone. Who was that? Was that Nelson? I don't know. Don't know what you got till it's gone. Anyway,
that up to speed on the Nelson discography. Yeah. Forgive me.
I wonder why I can't remember that song.
We've had more correspondence and more mug orders.
Oh, nice.
Than ever before. And I almost feel guilty about it. It's like, you know, here in a month or so, it will be a collector's item, but
people are going to be pissed when we do 150. Just show back up like nothing happened. Be like, oh, yeah,
250,
you mean? 250, no, 250.
Whatever.
So, what are you guys talking about?
Don't short us. We put in time on this thing. I don't know. I assume that when we get to calls, there's probably going to be some response there. I have a few emails, and there's been some Facebook response. Thus far, I'll just give you a little teaser here. My favorite kind of corresponding with Josh's reaction last week from S. Evans. The subject line is just, quitters? ?
Nice.
Yes. The answer is yes.
I like that. For anybody who's been trapped under something heavy, we've done this podcast for over 4 years. Made a tactical error in like never monetizing it. You know, charging any sort of entry fee at the gate.
Then it wouldn't be real, dude. Then we'd be doing it for the money. That's not what this podcast is about, Andy.
Well, it could be.
Okay. But anyway,
should have been.
Yeah. Should have been.
Would have motivated all of us a little bit more, maybe, to keep it going.
I would have tried.
Not that there's nothing in this worth the price of admission. Nah. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, this is something we never did. The only thing that has ever, defrayed some of the vast costs that have been incurred, sunken costs in this thing, are these, a couple of these mugs. And when this is all done, friends, I'm going to do a profit and loss statement. You each are going to get a check in the mail sometime in January for somewhere around, $13.
Ooh.
Wow. Nice. So it's going to be quite a reckoning.
So
to be happy
it was somewhat worth it.
Yeah. Well, how much is that an episode?
can I have $13 worth of smoked beets?
Yeah. You want to be paid in smoked beets? Yeah, I can do that.
Well, there's part of us also that, despite our irreverent nature, there is part of all three of us, I think, that at least has enough of a conscience that we could never see ourselves actually going on Patreon and making people pay for this crap. That doesn't seem exactly right. That seems unethical.
I feel like if I would meet people, I would meet with them with like, I'd shake their hand, like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like,
I'd walk around wait with singles in my pocket like I usually do and be ready to give somebody their $3 a month back. Because it would just, I apologize and here's $3 and I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that'd be like your business card. Right.
I can go to sleep tonight.
That'd be your business card. Larry Morgan, I'm sorry. Here's $3.
Here's $3.
I had a friend that had a business card that had his name on it and it said, stop talking. Give it to people at bars.
That was good. Steve Martin used to have a business card. He got he got tired of the pressure of being wacky for people.
Yeah,
you know,
and also
he'd see
didn't
them.
Feel like he wanted to sign autographs and take, especially when selfies came into the fore. You know,
exactly. Yeah. So he had these business cards printed up, and it said something like, "You have met Steve Martin in person and found him to be charming, witty, and pithy," or something like that, to that effect. And he would just hand those out to people, and they're like, oh, I got this from Steve Martin. So it was like when the people that would come to see Mark Mark in the morning, come out to events and so forth. And, you know, they didn't give a shit about seeing me. They came out there to see Mark. And, you know, it just felt stupid signing my autograph on stuff. So I got that stamp made. So just stamp everything. And then oddly, people preferred the stamp. Somebody came up to a thing and would you sign that? I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm like, do you have the stamp? I'm like, what?
Yeah, I don't want the felt pen. Do you have the stamp?
no Sharpie. Give me the stamp.
When I was working at Premier and actually had, you know, people that I would think about sending Christmas cards to, like business contacts and stuff, I would always get some wacky card, which, you know, was usually something about, you know, Santa on the front of the card getting pissed on by a little kid, you know, some wacky statement. I was selective about who got that card. But inside, instead of signing it, I had a stamp made that says, personally and sincerely from Larry Morgan. And it was a big red stamp that I would just...
That's nice.
And I would do it twice, like one on top of each other, like I missed.
Oh, like it's a double...
Time.
Yeah, like a double postmark kind of thing. Right. Yeah, that's nice.
I was wacky.
Me and my roommates, my three roommates one year, we all got like these really, this was before the crazy sweat. We actually did, we put on like weird sweaters and did the, my one roommate sat in a like leather chair with a ascot on sideways with a pipe. And then we were all kind of behind him holding coffee mugs. And we did a Christmas. And it was like somebody did a fireplace in the background. And they had a big old, we made a Christmas card and sent it out and said, like, to you and yours this holiday season, may you get the wishes, you blah, 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 blah. And Merry Christmas. And then it's at the bottom, it said, P.S. drink Schlitz.
Nice.
Sent that out to my parents and my family.
I think that sums up the holidays.
Yeah. P.S. Yeah. Drink Schlitz.
Drink Schlitz. By the way, yesterday we did our, your mug, your coffee mugs just reminded me of it, Josh. We, in the holidays, we did our Thanksgiving shop.
Shopping
yesterday.
Trip?
Yes. I mean, we did it 5 days ago, last Saturday, right. As you're listening to this. Happy Thanksgiving. Anyway, we went out to get everything because, you know, usually we wait until like the day or so before Thanksgiving to do it. And you go and the stores are out of, you know, like fucking sage. It's like, come on. And, you know, like gravy and things like that. So went early this year. And I told Laura to go and... a couple weeks ago, go load up on tofurkey because there are supply line issues.
You don't want to get caught short not having your tofurkey ready.
Well, let me put it this
There's
way:
there's nothing worse than black market tofurkey. It's like so funky.
It sucks enough to have a Thanksgiving without turkey. Imagine having one without tofurkey as well.
If there's no turkey, I'm like, I guess we're going straight to Christmas this year.
I don't need to imagine it, Andy. It's a reality for me. Thanksgiving without tofurkey is a Thanksgiving.
Is like a regular Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's just basically.
it's called Thanksgiving.
But you have a bird, right? You have a turkey, a breast, something?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I got a on order. I'm crossing my fingers because there's also been turkey shortages. But they told me it would come in. I am smoking a big old giant turkey breast. Yes. Nice. Yes.
I got mine last weekend. Or
I'm smoking some beets. I'm going to. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're joining the smoked beet craze?
I know. I told you guys that once we talked about it, I'm doing it for Thanksgiving.
I feel
this
like
year.
Left out. I got a grill. Did I tell you that?
See, I know, because I asked you about it. I thought that was the big news.
I thought that was your news.
I completely forgot about it. Yeah, I got a grill last weekend. Anyway, so, Andy, you got everything? Did you find everything?
We got everything, and most importantly, we bought some Nog.
Ooh.
We purchased some Nog. The kids were really excited about the Nog.
Yeah.
There was a woman actually at Whole Foods who was sampling Nog for people, pouring it out. And I said, hey, is there rum in there? She said, no.
She said, I'm handing one to your kid.
The Nog was fantastic. And you got to go and get the, what's that, that one dairy, the, with the glass bottles, the, Schwartz or Schlitz or...
Schlitz. That's it. Yeah. That world famous Schlitz eggnog.
You know what I'm talking about?
No. We clearly do not.
The fancy glass bottles.
Listen, Tofurky glass milk bottle level. Okay, I'm down here with the normal people. I don't live up on your fancy land with your fresh sage and your smoked beets and your tofurkies. I'm down with the butterballs.
Did you just say stage?
Fancy sage.
It sounded like you tried to say sage, but you said stage.
I know how to say sage. And I'd say Thanksgiving. You bust my balls on that too.
Anywho, we bought some eggnog. I think that's coming out sometime this week. And this is big news. This is big news.
Oh jeez.
You know how Lara has had she has put her foot down about not having Christmas music, not having celebrating Christmas before Thanksgiving.
Right.
We had this conversation. Well, we're riding in the car with the kids the other day, like a week or so ago. And it was on Thursday night. We were going to get the kids vaccinated. And we heard, I said, check and see, is Coast playing Christmas music yet? And she turns on Coast. Just at that moment, they came on like a few seconds later and said, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., we start the Christmas music on Coast.
You know what I saw on TV the other day? Hold on.
This is important news.
This is with your... Go ahead.
We're in the car, like 2 days later, the whole family. We're driving around somewhere, and I said, oh, was it Monday that they're coming with it? Or was it... Did they start it on Friday? And she goes, I don't know. I'll check. And she put it on, and she goes, it was Christmas music. She goes, you know what? This kind of feels right. I'm like, yes, yes, no. Yes. You got to start. You got to start
as early as you can. Sizes that day, didn't it?
Did you see that they're running freaking Frosty and Rudolph on Monday? What they had run it last Monday.
You mean 3 days ago?
Yes, 3 days ago. It was on TV before Thanksgiving. Rudolph was on.
Well, they'll show it again.
I know, but that's now you're pushing. I mean, they've been pushing it the whole time, but it's like every step is another kick in the Christmas balls.
Dude, Elf is on right now somewhere.
Kicking the Christmas balls. I'm going to jot down.
I saw Christmas Vacation was on somewhere.
Yeah. Now like, they started.
There needs to be we got to do something about daylight saving times, and there's got to be a limit on the Christmas shit.
Well, here's what I need. You need to stop.
Hold on a second. I just want to underline and highlight the previous sentence. We got to draw a line on the Christmas shit is what that's quoted to Josh Fleeger, 2021. All right.
We do. We have to step up and say enough's enough, people. This is bullshit.
And Merry Christmas to you, George Bailey, in jail.
Here's the thing that we need to draw a line on. I don't think that Christmas Vacation should be shown on free TV because the edits cannot possibly be good.
Yeah.
It cannot be good. That movie,
Smokey and the Bandit cannot be on free TV.
But Christmas Vacation to me is like the Seven Samurai. I mean, it's the I Ching of holiday behavior and actually interpersonal interaction between people. Lara and I quote that movie on a regular basis. Like, I'll give you another example. I haven't used this one before. The other day, we can't find the cat. We can't find the kitten, but we hear it says meow. Where's this meow coming from? It has to be coming from somewhere. We finally find that accidentally Viv had closed her drawer. It had been open and the kitten had gotten in the drawer, right? And was in there. We pull it out and she jumps out and she's happy and fine. But I find myself saying, do you hear it? It's a funny squeaky sound. It comes into our lives in so many ways. It is ridiculous. That movie is everything to me. Showing that on USA Network is a travesty.
It's weird, too. It'll even pop up like in summer sometimes or some weird time of the year because it's like it's such a good movie. I guess they think it's also a National Lampoon's movie. So I guess every once in a while they'll air it out of season. But I'll see it and I'll be like, nah, I can't watch. I kind of do want to watch it, but I'm like, I can't watch that. It's not even...
I know that Chevy Chase has been portrayed by people who have worked with him through the years. I've never had any interaction with him, but I've heard anecdotal evidence that he's somewhat of an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much accepted now. It's out in the open. He's just a complete jerk. Yeah.
Everything he's ever done to anybody else is forgiven in my book for that movie. It's that important to me.
This is a hot take, but I don't think that movie's very good. I don't like it. I don't like that. And A Christmas Story. And I know people who will just defend those two to death. Think they are the best Christmas movies. Period. And that's fine. And everybody gets to enjoy what they enjoy. But I find very little in Christmas Vacation.
This is an insane confession from our movie guy with like five episodes left. He had that.
The Christmas Story, I could do without. You see it once, it's a chuckle. I could do without it. But Christmas Vacation is important.
This is the worst Thanksgiving show ever.
Hold on. Christmas Vacation starts out with a fucking theme from Mavis Staples. I mean, it's quality work all down the line.
That song's great. That's fine.
All right.
It's all right. Look, everybody's got their thing. Everybody's got their thing. Look, you hate on the Peanuts, the most beloved characters of our childhoods and of all time. One of the greatest Christmas specials that was ever put together. And you poop on Charlie Brown's big round head every year.
Oh, shit. So, what are we going to do, Emmett Otter?
Well, that was my next question. Okay, I have yet to see Emmett Otter, and I think you've got to fit that in.
If you don't like Christmas Vacation, I don't know how I'm going to respect any type of judgment on Emmett Otter. I mean, this is quality holiday filmmaking, and you've already shown.
There are a lot of things. In the Venn diagram of things we like, there are plenty of things that cross over. And I am a Muppet fan. I am a Christmas fan.
How do you feel about mashed potatoes?
I love mashed potatoes. I have an affinity for small fuzzy creatures. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be okay with it, but we need to set a date where we all watch it before an episode.
Let's watch it this weekend, I mean.
and talk about it next
talk
week?
About
is
it
that
next
what you're
week?
Saying?
Yes. You want to do that?
Watch it before next week.
It'll be our kickoff to the holiday special.
That's not bad.
Kickoff to the Christmas.
You guys got time?
Special.
You want to do it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Endeavor to watch this if I can get them to sit still for 30 minutes. Right. We will endeavor to watch it.
All right.
You know what will happen is
maybe
Owen
I'll even bring some clips.
Owen will start watching with me in about 10 minutes, and he's like, "I'm leaving. This is stupid," and he walks away. And then I'm by myself watching it, quoting all the stupid little things going on, and you know, and I watch my favorite Christmas movie by myself.
Yeah, because it's not done in anime. Yeah, you know, exactly. Kids. Yeah,
there's no lasers.
It's a little too lo-fi kind of.
Stupid strings on them. Look, that guy's not even walking on the ice. He's like a half inch above.
It's analog in a digital world. It's just not their thing.
There's a little bit of howdy doody the way they walk. The marionette.
It's great. You can actually see the strings.
Like
some other things where you see the duck and he's actually floating on water, but he's moving his head. And I'm like, how's somebody kind of doing that? And he still looks like he's in actual water. You know what I mean?
I do remember when the original Muppet movie came out, which I was well past Sesame Street and all that stuff, but it was so much a part of my childhood that I was like first in line at the Muppet movie. Had a blast. I actually even did a review of it in my local news. Like they had an artsy newspaper in Odessa, Texas. They printed a review of it. But the scene where for the first time ever you see Kermit the Frog's legs as he's riding a bike.
Yep.
That's still is disturbing to me. It's like, no, we don't need to see that.
Exactly.
And it's just so weird. And
did it make you hungry for frog legs?
It did not. It repulsed me in a way that I did not need to see.
Frog legs are chicken legs dipped in pond water. We've discussed this.
We've established that.
But it's
in the white trash cookbook, though.
Yes, exactly.
They have frog legs at the local Thai place. Summer canteen.
I would try Thai frog legs.
In Toluca Lake.
That don't sound bad.
I'm a little afraid to try.
Why?
It, especially in front of, especially, I don't know.
I remember skin being on some of them too. You can see a little bit of
green
stuff. You got to make sure they're breaded. Make sure they're breaded so you don't have to see that stuff.
Well, that changes everything right there.
Breaded frog legs?
They do
batter that baby up for deep fry.
I don't want to see their green ass skin.
I don't know if I can
not eating the Wicked Witch of the West.
Hey, since today is Thanksgiving and also or Thanksgiving, because we have, you know, a huge traditional football day with that exciting Lions Bears game, which everybody's looking forward to as we do every year. Who knows? Maybe the Lions will win one today.
I don't think Goff is even playing.
I think we need to get back to that poll. Have you had a chance to think about it? Did you mull it over, Andy?
I mean, I know.
All right, you think you do, right?
Let me
break down to what the poll is.
Reset the premise.
Okay, yes. Exactly. So this is a poll conducted by USBETS. I don't know what that means. I don't know, a bunch of fans. Well, 2,000 fans being surveyed in October. 50% male, 50% female. Okay, average age of respondent was 34 years old, and the poll is four different things. It is the fans most likely to start a fight, and the fans most likely to win a fight. And let me just say, those are very closely related, so we can discuss those at the same time.
Is there a crossover in some of these categories? That's helpful.
Those two are very much the same, except for one change, which I think is very interesting. I think that might be the most interesting thing about that part of the poll. One part of the poll is which fan base would most likely stop a fight, which I thought was kind of interesting because I don't think I got any of these right. And then the last one is just which fan base is most likely to get the shit kicked out of them.
Now, how many answers are there? What are the top answers?
All of them have five, except for the fans most likely to get the shit kicked out of them. It just says this is the team.
There's one it's above just one. And beyond.
It's the basement of the fans of strength and
interesting.
You know. All right.
Okay. So do you want to do we want to try and get the top five or just top three?
Let's do top five of most likely to start a fight, and then I'll break down the second part. So most likely to start a fight.
All right, we'll
one.
Go back and forth, Andy. You go ahead and start. You seem to have it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay. Yeah, they are on the list. Yes, they are Where is the list? Okay, they are number two. I'm surprised you didn't get number two, or number one. But yeah, number two, you got that.
Number one was my number two.
Well, let me see if fungible. I get it. Because I had two right off the top of my head, and you took one of them. So I'm going to say Cleveland?
No, not on the top five at all.
Whoa, really?
Can I have another whack?
Yeah, go for it. We're going to do the same thing like we did the nuts.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
They are number three.
Really?
Yes. I can't believe you guys haven't got number one. Think about this. Like, just stop and think about it for a second.
Well, my top three were Las Vegas Raiders, Pittsburgh Steelers, and number three.
Let Larry pick one next.
Oh, well.
Okay, go ahead, Larry.
I'm at a loss. I mean, Josh's hint is not helping me at all. Why wouldn't I? Can you give me a hint?
Who are the biggest asshole fans in the NFL?
Oh, Eagles.
Number one.
There we go. That's all I needed. I just need a little push.
They throw batteries at Santa. It's
Santa,
Claus.
Of course.
Exactly.
Duh. All right. So we've got three out of five now.
You got one, two, and three. So now we got four and five. And this should
kind of
I think you guys
shoot.
Can get these. I think you can get them. They're not like super easy, but I think you can get them.
What do you think, Andy?
Just think along the lines of who are the fans that you
I've got an answer just because of location. Can I jump ahead? Or
do
you want to go ahead?
No, go ahead. You have one.
Let me guess. Is one of the last two in Florida?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that goes that theory.
Likely to start a fight.
I guess I'd go with Bears.
No. Not on the list.
That would have been my next guess too. All right, let's think. You know, just Lions?
No, but I think along the same line as the first three: Philadelphia, Las Vegas, and Steelers. Why are they annoying? Why do they start fights? Because they are annoying. And who are the other annoying fan bases?
Okay.
Giants?
No.
Cowboys.
Number five.
There it is.
Dallas Cowboys. Number five.
World's right. most annoying fans. Yeah, well, I mean, if there were a poll about most annoying fans, it would absolutely be Cowboys.
Right. Well, I think they're...
Really? Let's go Raiders!
Yeah. No. That's... I mean, I'm talking about... Look, Raiders, you know, maybe kind of are posers from a certain standpoint, but the Cowboys literally... The Cowboy fans walk around... thinking they are right all the time.
And they got that stupid America's Team thing to back them up. And it's like, who the hell gave you that name? It's like all of a sudden anybody wearing a Superman t-shirt is, I'm Superman. Look, it says right here, I'm Superman. I'm America's Team. It's like, bullshit. Everybody hates you.
And too many recent championships and that they still kind of wear that on their sleeve. They're fucking annoying.
And won a playoff game in like three decades or whatever. All right, so...
So there's one left.
There's one left in the top five... Teams fan base the most likely to start a fight.
Start a fight.
This isn't win a fight. This is to start a fight.
I'm still thinking. I keep going back to like Midwestern stock, like, you know, steel towns and, blue collar workers.
I got it. Got it.
Go ahead, Andy.
New England Patriots.
New England Patriots at number four.
Yes.
Okay. So
that was loudmouth tipped him off.
I'm going to break down this list. And what I'm going to say is the team's fan base most likely to win a fight is exactly the same order, except for one team has completely fallen off the top five. Oh. So what that tells me is one of these teams has a bunch of fans that talk a bunch of shit and then run away.
I would say that's Cowboys.
No. Cowboys are in the exact... They're all in the exact same position. The Cowboys are at number five still.
Okay.
The ones who...
Who would run away?
Who
talks trash and then ends up losing the fight?
Raiders?
No. And they're at number two. And here's my thing with the Raiders. I think they are unfairly at number two because they have so much fucking armor on that's not... They're not allowed to... They can't come to a fight dressed in armor and spikes and helmets and hatchets and be like, oh, yeah, we're going to win. It's like, no shit. You come equipped with weapons to the game.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is it New England?
It is the New England Patriots.
Yeah! That makes sense.
And the Buffalo Bills replace them, and I completely agree with that. The Buffalo Bills replace the Patriots as being able to actually win their fight that they start.
That's a good one. Yep. Yeah, I could see Bills fans. They're tough. They go through freaking winters there. It's like
I think that's the Midwestern thing you were looking for. That tough kind of just, you know, dudes staying out in snow, drinking beer, don't give a shit what the temperature is.
People from Buffalo are already just pissed off that they live in Buffalo. Yeah, exactly. So they're going to be fighting about everything.
Exactly.
Wow.
Oh, that's good. Okay. All right. So now
the next part is
break up a fight.
The most likely to stop a fight. And this was kind of tricky. I mean, you're going to be... I'd be very surprised if you get all of these without some help. So the top five teams' fan base is most likely to break up a fight. I think three of them are kind of obvious, and two are just, I don't make out of nowhere.
Hmm.
So I would say think about the locales of these teams.
Yeah. Now, I was thinking San Francisco.
San Francisco is the third.
All right.
San Francisco, definitely.
Andy? Yeah, keep thinking.
This is great audio. This isn't a Homer thing. I was going to say Indianapolis because I've never seen an altercation at any Indianapolis Colts game.
No, they're not.
You just said location is the most important thing.
For three of these, I think location is, once you, it'll make sense once you.
Yeah, I get you. I think we can get three out of this.
All right. Well, then, Dolphins.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Miami's
it's chill. Rams. Los Angeles Rams.
No.
Oh.
No.
No. Mm.
All right. I'll jump in with another if you don't have another.
Yeah, I think you guys can just go back whenever you
go.
Seahawks.
Yep, number one, Seattle there it Seahawks.
Is. Yeah.
Wow.
That makes Seattle. Sense.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
The 12th man is a pussy?
Yeah. Well, no, they're not a pussy. No. They're the most chill.
I'm kidding.
It's all that weed they're smoking up there.
Have a sense of humor.
I'm very serious about these polls, Andy.
All right, so we got two.
We got two of the five.
How about...
if you get the other easy one, I'll give you the other two, because I don't think you're going to get them, because they're just weird.
Is it San Diego? They don't have a team anymore,
they don't have a team.
How about Kansas City?
Nope.
No.
I'll give you each one more guess.
Who would break up a fight?
Do you want a clue? They are in the NFC.
Oh, is it the Cheeseheads? Is it Green Bay?
No, they probably sit back and watch a fight. They like that shit.
have some cheddar curds, yeah, exactly. And get comfortable. I don't know. Larry, do you have any other guesses?
I'm gonna cheat a little bit and just scan the NFC.
Arizona.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the Cardinals. Yeah,
I was going to say they're all in the same division, which is kind of weird, but
it's because it's so fucking hot that nobody.
Yeah, I think everybody's just chill out.
Nobody's in the mood.
Yeah, look at these dumbasses fighting. Everybody's sweating. What are you doing?
Yeah. Guys, just hydrate and stop it. You're going to just pass out.
Just hydrate. Somebody get them some water. Somebody calm them down and get them some water.
Just hose them down. It's fine.
The other two teams where I never would have guessed these were the Vikings.
Oh my god, that was one of the first things I was gonna guess. But you said think of locale, and I'm like, oh, that's
yeah. They're
be
practically
somewhere.
Canadian, so they're pretty polite.
Yeah,
up there.
I think
Minneapolis, St. Paul is very polite.
Yeah, but that's almost the same thing as Buffalo, though. You know, I feel like
Buffalo's much harsher. St. Paul, Minneapolis has a much different kind of upbeat lifestyle than Buffalo is drudgery and gray and we're far away from everything.
Mary Tyler Moore in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
She could turn a world on with her smile.
So she was tossing her beret up in the air.
And suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. It makes sense.
And the fifth team is Titans.
Tennessee Titans? Yeah.
Makes sense. Nashville.
Sure.
So you know, good old Southern boys out there. Y'all, come on now. We can talk this out. Come on. Let's have us a beer.
So here, to me, this is one of the most. This is one of the most telling ones. What team would be most likely to lose, to get their asses handed to them, to lose?
There's
the
only
fight?
One in this category.
It's only one. The one team.
Okay, you say yours, and I'll say mine, and we'll see. We'll just take one guess at each here and see.
Their ass handed.
Do you want me to give
them.
You a conference?
No. I think we should just take a stab at it. There's got to be. I'm going to go back to a team I said before, and it's more related to their previous city and just to kind of that redheaded stepchild, forgive the term, sense of not belonging. I'm going to say Chargers.
Not the Chargers. Oh, okay. That's a good one, though.
Is the same team that gets their ass handed to them most of the time in real life, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wrong. It's the Indianapolis Colts.
No!
That's why you don't see any flying superheroes, because they've already had their asses kicked.
You know how hard
kicked.
It was to bite my tongue right there when he said that? I was just like, oh, I can't say anything.
Wow. Well, I had the right division.
Yeah, you did.
That is really sad. Yeah.
That's a bummer.
So enjoy your football season, Andy.
You're an asshole. Hey, we got some phone calls.
Yeah, we do.
You guys want to hear some of them?
Sure, why not?
Well, all right, let's do it. Here is the first one.
This is George from Long Beach. It's been 4 years and 90 minutes since 100.3 The Sound LA ceased broadcasting. I remember it well. However, on October 18th, a month before that, we heard the first Your Artificial Friends podcast titled Introducing Josh Flieger. And so we're past 4 years now. Actually, there'd be another 10 episodes of Your Artificial Friends produced before 100.3 went out the air.
Oh, wow.
In fact, another one the day after appeared. It took a little while for you to get your stride at the current podcast that you are today, but hey, you have grown over the 4 years, and so we still have a piece of the sound that we can still access. So thank you all for continuing to be our artificial friends. Until next time, this is George from Long Beach.
Yeah, well, thanks for that little history there. And we did actually improve over time, technically we did.
Yeah. Larry improved. He hasn't been fired from this.
Interesting.
Bitter.
It's
angry.
Yeah, that's interesting that you would say that, Andy. Because, you know, it only just took a little bit longer, but you did too.
Yeah. It's true.
So you both did, as a matter of fact.
Hey, I didn't say anything.
Oh, drink it in. Okay.
Still enjoy that bottle of wine a lot that day.
It was so good.
I really did.
Yeah.
Worth every penny.
Oh, heavens. All right. Are you guys ready for this in here? Let's do another one.
Hey, guys. Todd from SoCal. I heard you mentioned that where you guys were you're losing callers or getting new callers, and I felt a little bit bad. So I haven't called in a while. Have been very busy. A lot of driving around. So I just wanted to call, check in. I haven't forgot about the Sith thing. I'm formulating it in my head. I am a truck driver, though, so it takes me a moment. Driving through right now, Llano, California, listening to some Three Dog Night. And I thought you guys might want to know or hear what a truck horn sounds like.
Yes.
In Llano, California.
Yeah, that was a good one.
There you go. Talk to you guys later.
Awesome.
That's the shit I'm going to miss.
Yeah.
Truck horns from around the nation.
Well, but you can always start a new podcast,
yeah,
Josh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Was it Llano?
Lionel?
Llano? Llano? What city did he say he was calling from?
I don't know.
No? No idea?
But okay, good. Somewhere in California, right? Somewhere? Somewhere.
The truck horn sounded like it was coming from Lionel.
Lionel?
I don't know.
Lionel, California? I don't think there is a Lionel, California.
I don't know. Look it up.
So is Los Baños
the toilet?
California? Is that the toilet?
Yeah. Baños.
The bath? I mean, what is it? Why would you name your city the toilet?
Have you been there?
Yeah. And it kind of is a toilet.
Right.
I mean, I probably would have called it the sewer, but I don't know that word in Spanish. Yeah, Los Baños.
It means the baths.
The bath.
As
the
in
baths.
A spring, a natural fed spring.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
It was poor judgment. Larry, for this last call. Oh, by the way, if you want to call this number, you have a precious little time to do it because there are only four more episodes. But you'll need the number. It is 626-657-6428. You know, this number doesn't cost me anything to have. Should I just keep it up after we're done?
Forever?
Forever?
Why not? Maybe have a few drinks one night and just press play and see what the hell people are shooting like a year later.
Yeah.
You might have a whole compilation of truck horns in different locations by that time.
Exactly. It'd be like the Flat Stanley of truck horns.
I tell you what, and also, you know, if you ever need to catch up on the latest in NASCAR, you know you're going to get an update.
Yeah. 626-657-6428 or, Amok PM Hat. We have one more call. And for this, Larry, we'll need an introduction.
Right.
Low energy bike. Art. Low energy bike.
Hey, Yappers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. Things are starting to slow down in this part of the country. This week we built a driveway and building pad with enough room for a turnaround included. This is on a bit of a slope. That is about 65 feet wide with about 7 feet of cut on the upper side and a similar fill on the lower side. The pad will be used for parking snowmobile trailers for the next year or so until they get the shop built. This project used about 165 yards of 3-inch minus base rock. and I don't think they will want to place the finish rock until the shop is done. There's a tiny amount of finish work to be done, but as we had 3/10 of an inch of rain last night, I'm not sure if I will be able to finish up today or not. The life and times of a ditch digging man. Talk to you later.
It's the name of his autobiography, exactly. Right there.
Yeah, his memoir. Thank you very much. Oh, you got to close that up.
That was Low Energy Mike. That was Low Energy Mike.
Yeah, that phone number once again, 626-657-6428 or OAMUCK PM hat.
So not a single reaction to our announcement last week. Yeah. I thought we would be deluged with calls.
Nothing.
No, what tragedy. The news. I can't. Don't, please. What can we do?
We got a truck horn. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, yappers.
Oh, well.
165 yards of rock? That sounds like a lot.
Hey, guys, I got a problem.
Sounds like a heap of it.
I need some help.
Rock? You need 165 yards?
I need you guys to help me with the problem that I have.
All right.
So Owen's soccer team, by the way, they played their first playoff game yesterday. And you know what? I haven't been that stressed out about a sporting event since the Steelers lost the Super Bowl. I mean, I was just seriously, they won, but it was like, I was like sitting there like, oh my God, this is terrible. I'm not enjoying this at all. He's got his finger in his nose. He don't care. He's just chasing the ball around, but they won. But okay, so there's a player on our team, right? Who gets along with Owen great. And I like, his parents are great. And we get along awesome. And I was talking to him like, hey, you know, we should get these kids together after soccer's over and let them hang out. Maybe, you know, just have like a play day, let them play Roblox or do whatever.
Sure.
He's like, yeah, well, we'll bring, you know, you guys come over, have a drink, we'll do dinner or something like that. I'm like, great. Since then, and I've talked to this guy like 10 times, like more than 10 times. I talked to him every soccer practice. He's super nice. But I just realized within the last two soccer practices that he's calling me Jeff. Okay. Now, we've already exchanged numbers. I've texted him with my name and said, hey, this is Josh. Looking forward to getting these kids together for some good times. And he's like, all right. Yeah, definitely, Josh. And he's called. But at first, I was standing with my wife and he said, all right. He tapped me on the shoulder. He's like, all right, I'll see you later, Jeff. And I turned and I looked at Cindy. I'm like, did he call me Jeff? And she's like, sure did. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I've talked to this guy like a dozen times. I've introduced myself. I don't know how many times. So sure enough, the next practice, he said Jeff 3 times. He called me Jeff, said, see you, bye. See you later, Jeff. What happened there, Jeff? And every time, I haven't had the balls enough to say my name's Josh. So now I'm at the point where this has gone on so long. Do I look like a dick if I finally get my name? My name is actually Josh. Or do I just change my name to Jeff?
or is he doing it on purpose?
That's what I'm saying. There's so
That'd
many
be my fans. Favorite part.
What do I do? What do I do? Do I have to tell him my name is Josh?
No, here's what you do. Next time you know that you're going to be in the same place at the same time, you set something up with Cindy or have a co-conspirator so that when you're around him,
Cindy said,
and then Cindy comes up to you and goes, hey honey, hey Josh, oh that's Josh, I love you, oh Josh, she Josh, said, what do we do tonight for Owen, Josh, what are we gonna celebrate?
She said next game let's sit beside them and I'll say your name real loud a bunch of times.
No, I got a better solution.
What?
Let's say his name is Jim.
Uh-huh.
You start calling him Jack.
Yeah. And so
hey,
when
Jack,
he goes,
what's going on, Jack?
Yeah, and finally he'll go, I'm sorry, actually, man, but my name is Jim. And you,
I know,
and you go,
but my name's Josh. And you've been calling me Jeff for years now.
I was thinking just going to get, like in the 80s, just go and get a t-shirt with like a number on the back and just put Josh on it. Just wearing it around like that whole game and standing in front of him, like looking, just make sure, you know, look at the back of my shirt that says Josh.
Go get a like an employee name tag, you know, from somewhere. Hello, my name is Josh, giant letters.
Or I'll just grab like a can of spray paint and tag the wall, Josh was here.
Yeah, I think he'd call him something else. That's the most fun.
But that, yeah, well, then I don't want to start a name war. Then what happens if he starts calling my wife Sandy?
Wait, it isn't Sandy?
No, it's, oh, Jesus.
Larry.
Yeah.
Before we adjourn, was there anything in the Yafsack that was worth sharing? Anybody give a shit there?
There's a lot. You guys willing to hang in there? And if you, okay, well then let's notify the affiliates. We may be going long today. So
Jeff has nothing to do.
Put the extension on your TiVo just in case.
Yeah,
so it gets these extra few minutes.
We're going overtime. This is an expanded edition. We'll start with Cynthia. With subject line, customizing van. Dear Andy, just hearing about your podcast from a friend at work who is a fan and heard about your interest in customizing a van. I have watched all the work our neighbor slash friend has put into doing this, and it has now become a business for him. And I just thought I would share his website in case you realize how crazy it is to do it yourself and decide you want someone else to do it for you. It is nookvans.com. And Nook. Then Cindy wraps up by saying, looking forward to listening to your podcast. Ooh. Sorry.
Forever.
So I can forward that to you if you want. There was also a suggestion.
I just wrote it down. I'll check it out.
On our Facebook page where someone suggested that if we do, here it is from Steven. Really bummed to hear it's ending, but totally understand. Please, years from now, once Andy's van is completed, do episode 250 and give us an update. Look, guys, if I don't make it that far, I am considerably older than both of you. Go ahead and do it without me. I won't be be offended.
We'll do it from the van.
Here we go. Note from Tony Gamboa. Asking, what was the type of egg pan that Andy purchased that was so perfect and is still perfect now? I'm in need of a good nonstick pan for Ed's, and asks for more shed talk, please. Again, Tony, bad news for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Although, you know, could be a Christmas miracle. You never know. The name of the pan that I recommended to Andy is Green Pan. And I believe
it's
greenpan.com.
Green pan, and I got the I think the 8-inch skillet for the eggs, and then I got the griddle as well, or the flat dealy, which is pretty nice for you know what I make on there. I do crepes on there.
As soon as I get done here, Charlotte brought back duck eggs. I'm gonna make a big old yummy omelet with duck eggs.
What's the difference between a duck egg and a regular egg? Like flavor wise,
they are bigger and they have more yolk to white ratio.
Nice.
So they're really good for baking, but they also just kind of are richer, creamier, fluffier. Oh, there's so much.
Tell me how you're gonna cook the eggs. Are you doing like scrambled? Or are you gonna do?
No, I'm gonna do an omelet. We've got. I'm the master of using last night's leftovers to make an incredible omelet. We had like an Italian saute sauce and stuff over zucchini noodles. Ooh. And I'm just gonna do a little filling of that leftover sauce
that
with all
awesome.
The yummies in it. I'm gonna make that good, a little parmesan, a few herbs.
That sounds great. You know what I'm gonna do today? I'm gonna buy a new fucking dishwasher finally. Ooh. Four years, that's all they last anymore, is 4 years. I've fixed the thing as many times as I can. I took it apart again. It's still not working. I got to go get a Samsung.
It used to last 10 to 20. That's back in the old times. I used to really build them right.
But when you got, you know, two kids and cat food dishes and shit, you know, after we run that thing 3 times a day.
Yeah.
You do that for 4 years and it's run its course.
Well, there's
course
your problem right there. Here's one from Gene in Boston. First of all, want to say I totally understand the need to step away from the pod. Family commitments are way more important than the virtual community that has joined you all for the last 240 plus episodes. I want to tell you that every week I have looked forward to listening to you talk about, quote, nothing. I have laughed and cried along with all of you. I wish you all well and hope that someday we may hear from you again. That's very sweet.
Very nice.
That's nice.
They really do like us.
Steven says, hey, Yaffers, just want to say thank you for the past 4 years. Been a blast listening to the podcast. You will definitely be missed. We actually have a request for someone who doesn't want the, you know, this beautiful opportunity to end. So it says Laura here is asking for a copy of Josh gagging on an audio file.
No
so
problem.
With your permission, I will forward that to her.
We can put that up. Why don't we just put that up with the coffee mugs and see how many people buy it? We could do like a little mini album.
Oh, is it possible to put up something that, like, on Facebook that people could download?
I'm going to make it. My gagging is going to be an NFT. Let's do it. I'm going to sell it.
I'll put it up on SoundCloud. Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be great? That's the thing. That's how we monetize this. That's how we make our money, is we sell Josh's perk.
Each individual one has its own personality, and we can, like, label what I was gagging about when I looked at it.
Here's one more from Stu. Since episode number one, followed Andy and Josh from the sound. Horrible news you're throwing in the towel. Understand it's time for you to move on. It said laughter is the best medicine. For 4+ years, you've been my weekly dose, and I've enjoyed listening to you goofballs every minute that you put on the pod waves. Looking forward to your last few episodes. Dang, maybe I should get a cup. Godspeed, and thank you, Mui Mui, a.k.a. Stu. Stu, just a reminder, since I don't think we've mentioned it, yaffcrap.com is where you can get those limited edition Your Artificial Friend mugs. They're going fast, literally, and just in time for the holiday season. Get one for the whole family. Get a whole collection.
So,
I just want to mention again, we still are taking your emails, yourartificialfriends@gmail.com. We appreciate the kind words, everybody. And on our Facebook page, look for Your Artificial Friends. Some sad and some supportive comments there. We do appreciate you for saying that. That's it.
Josh, you got...
You know what? We did get one message from our longtime listener and supporter, David Hedewall. And he sent along a more than generous gift to
absolutely.
Us. And yeah. I got to be honest with you, Andy. Josh and I, as we often do, we leave you out of conversations that he and I have together.
It's just easier that way.
We kind of have a special thing.
Yeah. No, it makes me feel good.
And you might be resistant to this, but we believe it's the right thing to do.
And I think there's multiple facets to this, but go ahead.
But we're going to ask that you just take what we're going to say and please understand where it's coming from, okay? Honestly, just sincerely, just we would like you to take that.
He sent a very generous gift.
Yeah, he did, and it probably too generous, David. And if there was a way we could give it back to you, we would. But it looks like it's a pre-purchased kind of gift card situation, which he wanted. I have no understanding of what motivated David to send us something so generous. Having said that, if anybody else wants to, that's great. Andy, for 4 years, you have made the effort, you have put in the time, you have edited the podcast, you would put up with our bullshit, you have footed the bill, you've paid for everything, you have taken the time to match up these ridiculous strands of audio noodles to make them sound good, and...
You kind of wrote a theme song, too, you put a little effort into that, kind of, but yeah, I mean...
Yeah, we're going to take a percentage back from that because of it. But Josh and I decided we would prefer if you take David's gift and use it for you and your family as our thanks to you, because we would never give you that much personally. Yeah, right. Not in a million years.
Well, I forgot to tell you, I talked to Sam. He wants his share. So,
that's okay. Right. there is no response. You don't get to. Say no.
That definitely rings true. That you guys would not put any effort into it. that tracks. But all right.
Well, here's what I want to say.
Yeah,
this is also a way. The way I'm looking at it is, think of it this way. We actually got a listener to fund this show.
Yep.
Wow.
I look at it as I want all of our listeners to thank David Hedewall for this, because it is awesome. And now he can say he helped make this show happen.
He was our benefactor. Yes.
Exactly.
And this program is
brought to you by
this program comes as a result of a grant from the David Hedewall Foundation.
Exactly.
Here's, and viewers here's, like you.
Here's what I have to say to that. I will accept that.
The end.
It's way too much. It's way too much. And David, just so kind. And no, we don't need anyone else parting with their hard-earned funds at this time of year.
You could send beef jerky.
You don't want to tell people what to do.
I take beef jerky for payment. So,
Here's what I want to do with that. I want to purchase
Shed.
The most gaudy, unsightly reindeer sweaters for each of the three of us. So give me your sizes.
No, and dude, I'm going to do that. Sweat like a pig, though. I'm a sweater.
That's part of the joy.
If it's going to be Christmas themed, I would prefer it was a custom Christmas cat daddy sweater, if at all possible.
Can I request a onesie?
shit. That sounds great. The remainder. It's very important at this time of year that we share with our children the importance of giving. And so it makes it so much easier to give when they're not giving something of their own.
Sure.
We are going to take the remainder of that, and David, we're going to buy some toys, some unwrapped toys on Amazon or locally. I guess it's going to be on Amazon.
Something along like the Blippi line.
Yes, we're going to buy several Blippi toys, right, and we're going to take those unwrapped toys and give those to a toy drive so that some families here in Southern California who don't have enough to go around are going to be able to have a nicer holiday because of what you did, David.
That's awesome. Completely co-sign on that. Yep. Absolutely.
That is a really cool thing. It will make my children feel very good about themselves this holiday, and it will bring some joy to some darkened doorways. So that is a very cool thing. Very cool of each of you to think of passing that my way, but we're going to keep paying it forward and push it down the line. But I'm going to buy you some hideous shit.
All right.
I'm saying, if you want to even put cherry on top of that, you can put a little basket of smoked beets on those toys. I'm sure those those kids just light up. Like, look at the smoked beets, Mom!
Wow.
Maybe a couple cans of old Milwaukee NA.
I got it. I still have a couple in the fridge.
Oh, yeah?
Save them for $2.49, my friend.
Oh, God. Oh, that'd be great. How can people get a hold of you?
You can find me on Instagram at TheLarryMorgan. How about you, Jeff?
You can reach me at jeffjflinger@gmail.com.
And Andy?
I am on the Instagram at Andy Chanley, on the Facebook at DJ Andy Chanley, and on Twitter at Andy_Chanley. Right. Anything else?
Five more to go, babe.
That's it.
Five more to go.
Is there five more?
After this one.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Do you want to stop at 248 or 247?
Let's keep shaving it down.
Yeah. When the people that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships in.
And they will soon.
Tune into this podcast for now. We're your artificial friends.
I'm thankful this episode's over.
Stay tuned for next week's very special Emmett Otter episode.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. On your artificial friends.